First of all, I just want to talk about the excitement our players have. For me especially, I was not able to be here for the first couple days last year on our trip over here because of a death in our family. So this part has been new for me as well. And it's been a great experience. We chose to give our players a couple days. We got here, left Sunday night, give our players some freedom to go ahead and enjoy the experience and take it all in on Monday and some of Tuesday. And they did a great job. And just when they came back to the Grove and talked to us about it, just like the Poppies, that experience that Sendarik and Mercedes Lewis went through, they came and talked to many of our players about it. And just those type of experiences that they had, I think, are really what you want to take advantage of while you're over here. And the Grove has been a fantastic facility for us, and we look forward to it. Now it's time to get our minds, adapt them and change into a thought process of preparing for this week's game. And we had a walkthrough this morning, and it went very well. So we anticipate a good practice today. And I think the whole journey so far has been really good for our team. Well, it's a little bit concerning. Fortunately, JT gives us great flexibility. He's played Mike. He's played Otto. Now back to Mike. And he can play at a high level. So we feel good about that. Dakota seems like he's coming back. I know he was nursing some hamstring injuries that he had last week. We felt like at that time it was best to let him, a week off would maybe allow him to come back sooner, and hopefully he has. I know he feels much better. So, with him being at Otto, we've got guys that have played, a couple games now. Well, they're not going to practice today. So I think, as we go through the week, we'll see how they feel. I know with Linder, does he gain strength? And Jeremiah, just how fast he progresses. But, those guys are, they're in the training room a lot right now. So we won't have him today. I don't expect him tomorrow either. Well, it definitely feels like that. That's our hope, is that we become closer. I feel like we're a pretty close-knit team. But I think there's room for growth there. And when I go in the dining center and see him eating together, seeing him in a snack at night, and, and it's not the same guys eating with one another. You see different guys eating, and they're spreading it out. So it feels to me like they're trying to take advantage of that part as well. Well, whenever you have two block punts, it's concerning. It's like defensively, you give up a big play against the run, and now all of a sudden are you bad at the run game? And I don't believe so. We had a misfit. And the same with our special teams. I think our special teams throughout the year has been pretty solid, and we're seeing them improve. We had a couple unfortunate things happen. We have to get those things corrected, but not, get away from what we're doing on all the other special teams and keep growing in those areas. But it is something that needs to be addressed. I think the word finish is a heavily used term in the NFL. Hey, we need to finish better. We need to finish better. I think for us is we're doing some really good things. For example, on Sunday, it was 26-23. We scored three touchdowns, had a 65-yard drive. Here we go. We fought, scratched, got back in the game. Momentum's on our side. And we kicked it out of bounds. We gave up a 60-yard run, and we threw an interception. Three critical plays, in the game right there. But that part, it's the precision. There's other plays that show up, but those are the ones that show up to our fans and to you all watching it. But it's that type of consistent effort for 60 minutes. You've got to stay focused the whole game, every play. You've got to do your job every play, and then it'll start to come. I think that's the biggest thing that we have to learn now. It has been something we talked about all year, but we're seeing these great strides in other areas, the drives, but just not being able to finish, that's concerning, and that's a challenge to our team. Yeah, and hearing it, and I know we've done interviews in the off season and prior to the season, and I know during the draft, you're hearing, jeez. Murphy, huh? But it has, when you have conversations and you hear about it, I know in merchandising, they tell me we went from, what, 32nd to 9th. The fan base is going up to 35,000 Union Jacks fans. You know, so you hear about it. And then, you know, when you go out, and I saw the stadium last year, so it's growing. And, you know, I think there's facts to show that. So I think it's awesome. We talk about connect with the following. These guys have heard that term over and over again, and with our fans in Jacksonville, and we spread that over here as well.